Padre Pio not only guided souls to heaven, but also saved lives in the most unexpected ways. In today's video, we dive into two extraordinary tales of Padre Pio's interventions. Stay tuned for these amazing stories.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Padre Pio is known for having many spiritual children, and among them were not only lay people, but also priests and even bishops. His spiritual guidance was cherished by people from all walks of life. However, his help wasn't limited to just spiritual advice. Today I want to share with you two fascinating accounts where Padre Pio offered his assistance in very down-to-earth situations. These stories come from Father Marcellino Iasanzaniro's book, The Padre, St. Pio of Pretlicina. Our first story takes place in Italy during World War II. Listen to this. During the war, Father Valentino, a Capuchin friar from San Marco in Lamis, found himself in northern Italy, separated from his family. His family remained in the south, where the conflict was intense. He missed them terribly and was so worried about their situation that he decided to head south to see them. To cross into the Allied-controlled area, he contacted partisan groups fighting against the Nazis. They informed him of a mountain pass, but warned him of its extreme danger, especially given the bitter cold winter they were enduring. Nonetheless, the bold Father Valentino decided it was now or never. He placed his trust in his friend and spiritual director, Padre Pio, and joined a group of people also determined to try their luck on the dangerous path. The group reached a treacherous, snow-covered path that ran along a steep slope leading down to a cliff. As he was descending with great difficulty, Father Valentino slipped and began to slide helplessly towards the abyss. In his panic, he shouted, "Help me, Padre Pio, help me!" And just at that moment, a bush stopped his fall and saved his life. With the help of his companions, he managed to climb back to safety. Upon reaching his destination, Father Valentino was eager to thank Padre Pio in person at San Giovanni Rotondo. As soon as Padre Pio saw him, he exclaimed, "How many times you called me that night? How many times?" Without waiting for Father Valentino to speak, Padre Pio embraced him. Holding Valentino close to his heart, he said, "Let us thank the Lord." And that concludes our first story. If you've been moved by our stories about Padre Pio and would like to deepen your connection with this apostolate, while helping us continue producing content for the benefit of souls, please consider joining our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. By joining, you become more than just a supporter of a YouTube channel, you become a Padre Pio apostle, helping us bring his teachings to many. As a member, you'll also receive special benefits, such as masses celebrated regularly for your intentions. So please help. To learn more about how you can join and make a difference, please click the link in the description below. Now back to our story. Now let's shift to a far less dramatic, but more humorous story about Father Nello Massini, a priest from San Leonardo Murialdo, who met Padre Pio in 1950 and also became one of his spiritual children. Listen to this. One summer, Father Massini, known as Don Nello, went with some other priests to the northern province of Veneto for a spiritual retreat. Don Nello was a chubby and jolly man, much loved by his companions. But because of his size, his nighttime snoring was unbearable and kept everyone from sleeping. So they agreed that he would sleep alone in a room at the end of a long corridor where no one could hear him. One night, Don Nello got up to use the bathroom next to his room, but the door slammed shut with such force that the latch jammed. When he tried to leave, he found himself trapped. He called out for help, but no one could hear him. Unwilling to spend the night in the bathroom, he decided to climb onto the toilet seat and try to get out through the narrow window that opened onto the roof. The plan was to get from there to another room with an open window. But when he tried to squeeze through the hole, the inevitable happened. He got stuck. After strenuous and futile efforts to free himself, he turned to his last resort. He began to pray, thinking of Padre Pio. Suddenly, without knowing how, he found himself on the roof. Astonished by what had just happened, but determined to make the most out of it, he carefully climbed through an open window that led him back into the corridor. Months later, he traveled to San Giovanni Rotondo to see Padre Pio and found him sitting on the terrace about to begin his evening prayers. Don Nello approached to kiss his hand, and as soon as Padre Pio saw him, he exclaimed, "Don Nello, Don Nello, that night on the roof." End of story. So what can we take away from these stories? Even the most dangerous or downright humorous situations can become moments of grace. Whether it's saving a life on a snowy cliff or rescuing a priest stuck in a window, Padre Pio shows us that God's care extends to every corner of our lives. It's a comforting thought, especially when life seems overwhelming. So let's face our challenges, big or small, with the same trust and faith these priests had in Padre Pio. And remember, a little prayer might just get you through that tight spot. Literally. As Jesus reminds us in the Gospel of Matthew, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or stow away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these." Thank you so much for watching, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.